Schmoes Know presents Horror Flicks, a podcast covering all things horror, suspense, and psychological thrillers in the world of cinema. And now, here are your hosts, Cobster and Cody.
Hey, how's it going? Ready to record?
What?
I was just singing. That's my vocal exercises.
Greetings, you know. Horror
Ow,
fans.
Ow, brown cow, I sing.
Welcome back to our professional show where we do things on cue and on time.
Yep.
And if we say the call time is 6 o'clock, we show up at 6:15.
Motherfucker.
This is Horror Flicks. Welcome back, guys. I'm Cobster.
I'm Cody. How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing good, man.
He's calling me out for being late today.
Yeah.
There was traffic on the 91 freeway.
I miss you, man.
I miss you,
too. You're moving out. You're growing
up.
It's been a while. You're wearing a goddamn tie. I don't even know you anymore.
I know.
Did you get that for Christmas?
I came straight from the hellhole that is Edwards.
Theaters. Yes.
That was you guys are just do not stop coming to the movie theater this week. For those you don't know, I work at a theater, and this last few weeks I've been straight up hell. You guys keep seeing Star Wars. You don't stop. You just keep showing up. You buy popcorn. You spill popcorn. You don't pick up after yourselves. Please, that's all you gotta do.
You okay?
I had to get that out.
It's been a crazy couple of weeks, guys. We haven't had an episode in a while because one, this guy here has been stuck under a bag of popcorn for 2 weeks. And two, Star Wars did come out, so I've been busy with that.
I can't really blame myself. I mean, I've seen it twice. So I can't
I've seen it
you guys
plenty
too much.
Of times.
Yeah.
Too many to count.
Yeah.
But we're back. This is our episode 33. This is the very last episode of 2015.
It's been a year.
It's been a great year.
It's been quite a year.
Great year of horror films. Great year of films in general. Great year just for you and me, man.
Yeah.
We got married.
We got married, I was going to say.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes. We're like this. We're thinking.
Yeah, we're thinking about this.
With our penises. Yep. So, at the very top, you'll notice, first of all, there's a white background,
surprise,
not a black background. Don't worry, you're not racist. It's okay.
Yeah.
The black background is in disposal right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't really say you'll see that again because of our next announcement.
Okay.
So,
what do you want to tell
segue
them?
Segue. I didn't tell you this, but we're not doing video anymore. I'm just kidding. I did tell you
what
this.
Acting. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I was trying to go on with it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look here, guys. Yeah. Here's the thing, guys. We love doing the videos. We've been doing
it's actually a lot of fun.
We've been doing it several weeks.
Yeah.
It's getting harder and harder to do it as far as scheduling wise, and it's a lot of work to put in, which is fine because I love doing it. I love putting in the effort.
Our garage. You know, this is like an actual.
It's an actual studio that I borrow.
Yeah, we have
from
to drive to.
That they my work probably doesn't know that I use it, but that's okay.
Yeah. We have to put up like equipment, lighting, and shit.
Yeah, I gotta.
Like, it takes a while.
I literally spray the cameras so they have no idea.
He does.
But yeah, we're basically gonna be switching back to audio version, and there's a couple of reasons for that. One, like obviously, we love doing the video version. We've even been offered from several places to do our show at their place.
That's true.
But we decided that we want to do audio and focus more on the iTunes. These episodes will still be on the Schmoes Know podcast channel.
Yep.
We're not quitting the show. There's still going to be a lot more stuff going, but we are going to have a lot more guests on. That's the main reason. That I'm very excited for, because I know there's a lot of people that have been asking to come on, and there's been you guys out there want a bunch of people to come on as well. So we're going to schedule as many people and have guests and sort of, you know, change the show, the format, in the sense of interviewing people with different perspectives on horror films, even people who aren't fans of horror films.
Those might be the most fun to talk to.
I want to talk to them too and kind of get an insight as to why they're not fans
of it. Why are they such pussies?
Yeah, exactly. And maybe we'll just try to force them to watch something Clockwork Orange style.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think we can do that. So that's sort of the announcement. Nothing big. The show's still going to be around. And,
we're still
going to be doing, I have a lot of ideas for us to do certain shorts and fun stuff like that. But I wanted to thank you guys so much for supporting us. On all the videos and obviously the audio episodes, for following us on all of our episodes that we've done on Twitter, Facebook, on our Facebook page. All that support has been really great. Thank you to Stacey Howard, who's been sending in her horror flicks
awesome,
and kills.
Dude.
She's really great at sending those in. Maybe we can figure something out to have her come on again as a guest because I know you guys really enjoyed her. So there's that. And we'll still be having our segments. We've got a lot more fun segments coming on. We're still going to be giving giveaways and doing all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
2016, I think, is going to be a really big year for us because I want to have some really great guests come in.
And we're going to.
So, with that out of the way,
startled me.
Let's get into today's topic. This is our final, not only video episode of 2015, but it is our final episode of 2015. And that means, my friend, we're going to be breaking down this year in horror films. That's
breaking
right.
Breaking it down. Break the walls down.
Break down
the walls.
Is it the feeling?
I was going the Chris Jericho route, but that's good.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. I don't know who that is.
That's a wrestler.
Kidding. I know who that is.
Yeah.
He's on the show.
Yeah.
So, 2015, man.
Yeah.
How are we going to start this off?
Do you, now, okay. Initially, when I just want to give my overall thought. Initially, I was looking back, okay, 2015, there wasn't really all that much great. Then I was going back through a list. Mm-hmm. There was actually some damn good horror films. Horror good films. It's been a long week, guys.
It's been a long
damn
week.
Good horror
there
films.
There are some pretty good, solid horror films, even to the point where I was even able to make a top 10 list.
I didn't think I would be able to.
That's not what this episode's going to be. We're just kind of freely talk about it. No necessarily order of how we're talking about it, except for our favorites of the year. We will save that for the end. For the number one favorite. Favorite of the year, I guess you would say. I sent out a last minute tweet to you guys. A lot of you guys responded. We're going to read out some of your tweets. That'll be a lot of fun. We've also come up with some categories, kind of Academy Award style.
We'll call them the horrors. That was dumb.
Thank you. He's gone. It's just me now. So, isn't that guy just the worst?
You motherfucker!
So, what are we going to start? Let's maybe throw out some horror films that came out that were just kind of, they're okay. Like, they're there.
Let's go there.
I think one that comes to mind is Insidious Chapter 3.
Yeah, which was disappointing for us because we were such big fans of the franchise. Yes. And it was just kind of, I mean, it wasn't bad by any means.
It wasn't.
It just wasn't quite what the first two were to me.
Right.
And, you know, it was okay.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I think Lee Whannell, for his first directorial debut,
I'll keep directing movies. You're good.
I want him to keep doing it.
I see some potential there.
But I just think it was missing James Wan's vision and his style and kind of just his stamp all over it. But still, regardless, it has the demon was actually pretty creepy. There's
I'll give him that.
Generally jarring moments.
Scary
with it.
Imagery.
Yeah. Yes, but I don't think it didn't hold up. As
the whole story standpoint, it just didn't.
Yeah.
I wasn't attached to these characters like I was the family in the first two movies.
Right.
That was my biggest flaw with it.
I wasn't a fan of it being a prequel in the first place.
That's true. Yeah.
So I don't like it when they just go back. Just continue it. Especially the way the second one ended off.
Yeah.
It ended off being like the Darth Maul demon was going to be coming back. So whatever.
Darth Maul.
But Insidious Chapter 3, I thought it was pretty legit. Anything else?
We had a fun one. The Green Inferno.
Not a good movie.
But that was one of my favorite theater experiences this year. Yes. It was me, you, and JT just reacting to this thing.
Uh-huh.
And watching people
walking
react.
Out of the theater. It
was
so much fun.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why the movie was disappointing for me, I mean, as if I went in with such high expectations.
Yeah, we expected it to win
anyways,
the Oscar. Yeah.
It just wasn't as brutal as it was claiming
itself to be. Yeah,
it was
being hyped out to be like the craziest thing ever, and it just wasn't that, you know.
No. There was one brutal mutilation scene. Mm-hmm. It's like, God, these goddamn horror films and their mutilation scenes, man. I mean, we Americans are so excessive to violence, you would think our violent stuff would be pretty violent, but it was just kind of mediocre. I mean, now I have to look to the news to look for some excessive violence, not my movies.
Who
I want to
thought?
Escape to go see some real violence, not see real violence.
Yeah.
And another one besides Green Inferno, which this was the most anticipated for, I think, a lot of people, which was Crimson Peak, which can be argued is not necessarily even a horror film, but
there's a few of those this year.
Yeah, there's a few of those that, but we talked about it too, the marketing and how do you really market a film.
That's true.
That is a gothic romance.
A big budget gothic romance. No one's going to be like, oh yeah, let's go see that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
But still, I think, you know, I ended up really enjoying it. It's not scary. There's a couple cool moments here and there.
I enjoyed the story of that.
I enjoyed the story a lot. And the acting's really great, too. You don't see that in a lot of films of that nature.
Yeah.
And I think that the effects were some of the more distracting things, especially for someone as great as Del Toro, who does a lot of practical effects. Mm-hmm. So, in that sense, Crimson Peak was just kind of so-so.
Okay. You know, it was okay. We're getting through these first.
Yes.
Now we're getting to the good ones.
You know, let's get into some of the good ones.
Should we go into the categories now? Should we give out some awards?
Let's give out an award.
Okay, what do you want to do? You got the envelope?
No, I don't have an envelope.
I got it right here.
We're not that professional, pal. You got an envelope?
No, I was just going to fucking
throw
the glove up in
here. My phone's blowing up. Here we go.
Let's go.
Let's not go with the heavy hitters just yet. Let's go best psychological thriller.
Best psychological thriller.
Psychological thriller is a subsect of horror, the horror genre, aka The Silence of the Lambs is a psychological thriller, but it is pretty scary at sometimes.
Yeah.
And
scary in a different way than what like a jumping out at you type thing.
It's
scary. Mess with your mind.
Scary. Yeah, that's what
it's
you gotta
scary.
Do. Yeah. So what do we got for best psychological thriller?
Well, Cletus, we got.
I'm gonna go over there, slap my sister.
I'm gonna go over there,
my wife's hair.
I'm gonna nominate The Gift.
The Gift was.
The Gift. Okay, what are we doing?
Yes,
stop.
Go ahead.
The Gift, I thought, was a huge surprise.
Yeah.
I wasn't really looking forward to it. I thought the trailers made it look kind of lame.
Mm-hmm.
But Joel Edgerton is, as far as I know, it's his directorial debut.
It is his
debut.
First movie. Director,
okay.
Yes.
Wow, that was great. It was a complete slow burn thriller with a hell of an ending.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't
seen
it yet, see the shit out of that. It's good.
Jason Bateman plays.
Bateman's great in this. Yeah.
Such a different character than he normally does. I mean, he plays that quick witted.
There you go.
Asshole, mm-hmm. but in the sense where you just hate him more and more. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You think he starts off as protagonist and he starts to become the antagonist towards mm-hmm. the end of the film.
Yeah.
And what's her name? Rebecca Hall.
Rebecca Hall.
Rebecca Hall. Really
My
great
mom.
As well. Just, yes, your mom. Yeah. So, very intense ending, mm-hmm. I would say, mm-hmm. too. Just like,
I literally was like, oh.
Yeah, it just sends a over. Shiver up your back. Yeah. Joel Edgerton is creepy as hell. Yeah. But that does not garner him as the best villain,
oh,
which
is that we're
the
going
next,
next
award
okay.
we're going to be giving out.
What are you giving out?
Well, I mentioned Creep, and Joel Edgerton was a creep in that movie, mm-hmm. but no better creep than Mark Duplass in the movie
one.
Creep as Joseph.
Creep is good.
Very, very, very creepy. Mm-hmm. Just his look in general when mm-hmm. he's smiling. Like, mm-hmm. you see Mark Duplass, and he's a comedian, or he's a comedic actor, and you just think funny mm-hmm. automatically.
Yeah.
But he pulls something off. He totally
Especially
switches.
Especially when you look back at that whole movie. Literally, mm-hmm. that character's whole
Change
everything he does
arc.
In that movie
mm-hmm.
is I don't want to say what it is, but it's yeah. just like you know what the character's doing
when you
during that whole movie. And when you go back and think about it, you're like, wow, that was actually some damn good thinking on his
You
part.
Know what he's doing, but you kind of want to reject it just because
yeah.
he seems so innocent.
Yeah.
And all the lies that he's been telling, as mm-hmm. you start to unravel and find out that all the stuff that he's saying isn't true,
yeah.
it becomes even scarier because mm-hmm. you realize that this person is insane and he's yeah. going to do some really bad things to you.
Great ending in that one, too.
Great Creep ending, too. And good. Some there's going to be a sequel. I know it's on hold right now, but I think
they're trying to make a sequel.
To do
I know
two
that.
More.
Yeah.
That is a 2015 release because
I know technically it was in film festivals last year, but I mean, video on demand, and here was 2015.
Yes,
so
best villain goes to Mark Duplass in Creep.
My best villain.
Oh, that wasn't a consensus.
Oh no, not that one.
Oh, okay,
not that one. As much as I like Creep, I like
oh, wow.
it a lot.
Okay,
I'm gonna go with It from It Follows. I thought this was just one of the weird. Like, you don't know anything about this thing.
The sex demon.
The sex demon. Is it really? It's not a demon, is it?
Well, I mean, I think that's.
I don't know what it is. That's why I'm calling it it. Like, it's just whatever.
Well,
it's
Pennywise.
I just okay, fine. I didn't want to get copyright involved here. Anyway, I just love the fact that you don't know anything about this thing. It cannot be stopped, and it's fucking terrifying as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Brief words on that. It Follows. I'll be talking about that a lot more later.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, It Follows is a great one. That's mm-hmm. probably one of my favorites of the year as mm-hmm. well. And I know a lot of people don't necessarily find it scary. I don't think it's scary either, but it's just it's a genuinely good horror film
yeah.
in the sense where it's a cool throwback. It's got elements that we've seen before, but it spins it on its head.
Mm-hmm.
Great acting, and it brings back that young teenager main cast sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
where these kids are kind of dumb, but it's like, at the same time, what are you going to do in this
yeah.
type of situation?
That's true.
And they do things that you wouldn't necessarily think of,
mm-hmm.
but it ends up working in their favor. And so it's sort of that accidental fate that happens to all these characters that yeah. I find very interesting.
Good one.
Yeah. You want to read some Twitter questions?
Let's read some Twitter questions.
Yay, Twitter.
We got at CTC82 says, It Follows in The Gift, though the latter is more of a psychological thriller.
Yes.
Knock Knock is a guilty pleasure. Did you see Knock Knock
I did
year?
Not see Knock Knock.
I really wanted to.
I think we should have said this at the very start, that
yeah.
we have not seen every single horror film, because
mm-hmm.
I know that there's some that sort of slip under the radar, and I'm going to kill myself once I find one that came out this
like,
year.
Why did I not
loved.
Watch that earlier?
Yeah.
yeah.
Knock Knock was one I didn't see,
mm-hmm.
But I heard some pretty decent things about it.
Mm-hmm.
Unfriended was another one that I had.
Unfriended
seen.
Was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. The more I think about this movie, the more I like it. Now it's not great. The acting is pretty terrible,
mm-hmm.
and the plot is kind of silly.
Yeah.
But there were this is really the only horror movie this year where I genuinely looked away from the screen during
wow,
times.
Really?
Yeah. Especially during the ending, which is great. It might be one of the scariest things.
Oh, wow.
I got to say.
Yeah, you want to bring up the next category then? Best scare?
Hey, oh, best scare. I'm going the ending of Unfriended. The final scene. Not going to spoil it because this loser hasn't seen it. But it's very good. It's right in your face. It's good.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about it anymore. It's really good.
Well, okay. All
I was looking away the whole time.
I hope you think about it right before you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I looked it up on YouTube a couple months ago.
Oh, that's what I'm going to do now.
I'm like, I'm going to look up the ending. Now I can face it. And I was like, ugh.
You still
got me.
Still,
yeah,
nothing?
Still got me.
For me, it's the scariest moment. And I just... I don't know if most people will find this scary. But
Alvin and
me,
the Chipmunks when they
yeah.
when they went on the cars.
Woo,
okay,
man.
Make sure.
Talk about chipping a
yeah.
chip off your shoulder.
Chip your pants.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Chip in my mouth. So yeah. for me the scariest scene of all horror films this year is from The Visit,
okay.
and it is the old lady crawling underneath the
okay.
house.
Okay.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like
I
old
love-
people don't really scare me. I don't find
normally they don't.
I just think they're funny looking and sad.
Oh, like, man.
That's just how I feel about old people. But when she's fucking crawling underneath there and
not just crawling, that's like a menacing like spider-like crawl underneath the house.
Because it's such out of nowhere. These kids are having fun. You don't expect it's during the day, mind you.
Yeah.
And you don't really necessarily think anything bad is gonna happen. And she just starts crawling around in there, and you think she's trying to do something weird, but as soon as she comes out, she's just playing along with the kids.
That's it's almost scary that way. Thing
ever, but it fucking terrifies me. It is very, very creepy. And so for me, the scariest scene of all horror films of 2015 has to go to The Visit for the old lady crawling underneath the thing. We got some more Twitter ones.
Give me a second.
Nice Pokemon background.
You like my Pokemon background?
Yeah. Imagine a Pokemon horror film. Like Magmar, in a cave.
Not Magmar, fuck the ghost ones, like Ghastly, Gengar.
Oh,
imagine going through like Lavender. Like the raid, except for the Pokemon Hotel thing, in Lavender Town, the cemetery, and all that.
Lavender Town, huh?
Yeah, when they go up and
damn.
Hollywood, you listening? Okay, anyway, Isabella at Isabella Sunkis says it follows Creep in The Visit. She likes all of those.
Cool.
We got Isaiah Belcher says, Unfriended had such a blast watching it in the theater and loved the simplicity of the computer screen formats.
Yeah.
Going back to Creep, Chendango1 says, Creep was also super simple but really effective. He also liked It Follows in The Gift.
Nice.
Now our boy Tyler Myers.
Tyler! What up, boy?
He brought up It Follows and probably the next category we can do.
Yeah.
He said, What We Do in the Shadows.
What We Do in the Sorry, I started coughing.
What We Do?
I started coughing. And I tried saving it with, a Fat Albert.
Is that like Macho Man? What we're doing in the shadows.
You got 3 minutes. I can't even do it. I tried saving it, but I couldn't do it. What We Do in the Shadows, I think we can consider
best horror comedy
of all year. A New Zealand horror film that sort of came out of nowhere. I think JT was the one who had mentioned this to us. And
I watched it last week for the first time. That's fucking so hilarious.
Goddamn funny. Ugh. Talk about fresh mockumentary filmmaking with vampires, and it is just so much fun. Their interaction with each other and how they're sort of different types of vampires.
Yeah,
different
it's all eras. Your all your classic types of vampires that you've seen in movies before. And it's so funny the way they match it all together.
Gory at times.
Yeah,
when they run into werewolves at one point.
Oh, that's the best scene in the whole movie.
So funny, and you know, it doesn't really explain so much about why this crew is following around, other than they just want to live the they want to live in the lives of vampires.
Yeah.
And then someone comes in who isn't a vampire. He turns into one, and it brings chaos towards all the friends. It's really, really fun. It's very tongue in cheek and very clever.
Stu is like this whole Stu bit that they had going the whole
These
time.
These guys,
like, you have to leave, Stu. You can stay. it's the best part.
These guys know what they're doing when it comes to horror films, and they're doing the Thor movie for some reason, which is very bizarre to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're doing Thor 3, Ragnarok.
Wow, that's right. I totally forgot about that.
But,
wow.
Hey, you know, we've been proven wrong with those kind of films before, but definitely What We Do in the Shadows is a must see for all you guys out there. Go in and check it out. Speaking of foreign horror films, because it is New Zealand, let's talk about an Australian foreign film that we just recently saw, Goodnight Mommy.
I don't think it was – I think it was Austrian.
That's what I said.
You said Australian.
Did I? My bad. I meant to say G'day, Austrian.
Mate.
Yeah, g'day, mate.
Anyway.
Let's put another shrimp
on the
barbie.
I watched that this week. It's a very hyped horror film for us. I remember when the trailer came out, we're like, holy shit, that looks terrifying.
Very much excited for it.
And it was not terrifying. I consider this really a horror film. I consider it more of a psychological thriller slash that kind of delves into torture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not saying it's bad. It's a very thought-provoking film, and I'm still thinking about it after I've seen it, because there's things where I'm like, oh, that didn't make sense. But then I think about it more, and I'm like, oh, that actually does. And then it's really cool how they piece that all together.
Yeah.
It just wasn't what I was expecting, which is not the movie's fault, because I watched the trailer, obviously.
Yeah, but, of course. For me, if I were to put on a top 10, if I had a top 10 list, it probably would
for
be.
For the horror? Yeah.
I think it would probably be like my number 10. Because I did enjoy it. I did enjoy it a lot. I don't, like you, I didn't find it necessarily scary. But Goodnight Mommy ended up being somewhat predictable too. They tried setting something up that I sort of caught on early on.
Me too,
It's one of those things. They try to make it a film, you know, like something like The Sixth Sense, where you watch it once, it's one experience. You watch it a second time, it's an entirely different one. Mm. I was picking up on the second time experience already.
While watching it the first time.
And I was like, okay, this is where they're going, and that's exactly where they go. Nothing against them or anything like that. It's very clever of them.
They just
to do
didn't
so.
Have the you know, the shock and, thing that I thought they were going for.
No.
You know?
And then, like you said, too, how it turns into torture porn, it feels like two different movies. For the first half, it's very suspenseful, creepy, sort of slow burning things in the background walking around, and then once a certain point hits, it shifts tones and it feels unbalanced, and it goes in a different direction. A great ending, I think, to be honest with you. I actually really enjoyed the ending.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I really, really liked it. Okay. But still, at the same time, it wasn't what I wanted it to be. And, you know, that's been a lot of the times this year, or at least several times, of a horror film that has been hyped up and very anticipated that we've been somewhat disappointed by, which could lead us into our next category, the most disappointing horror film of 2015. Mm-hmm. I think most of you would expect us to say Krampus.
Or Crimson Peak.
Or Crimson Peak. Yeah. You know, I might even go say Krampus, even though I really enjoyed it. And it would probably have made my top 10. You're
going to say that's your biggest disappointment?
I think so, yes. Okay. But that's not really saying too much. I mean, you anticipate a horror film, you have to expect it to be not good, because of how many times horror films just aren't really that good.
Oh, you have to have that in the back of your head.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Yeah, because especially, it just depends. It depends on who's behind it, what the type of horror film it is. And with Krampus, there was so much hype for me going in. I think my expectations were way too high.
Yeah.
And it was a different experience than I wanted it to be. Uh-huh. But it's not the movie's fault. That's probably my fault for anticipating it way too much. Mm-hmm. But I still really enjoyed Krampus. It's a lot of fun. I went and got, and I saw it a second time. And I enjoyed it a lot more because I knew what I was expecting.
Yeah, I hear you. I still had plenty of fun with it, so I can't really put it as my biggest disappointment.
Yeah.
Mine, now I wasn't necessarily hyped as hell for this movie. I just was, look, I'm a big fan of Blumhouse. We've said this multiple times on the show. I know a lot of you guys have some beef with them. I think they make some great movies.
Yes.
But The Lazarus Effect was not one of them. It was pretty bad, guys.
Yeah.
Great performances. The actors give their all. Mark Duplass, Olivia Wilde, Donald Glover. A lot of the guys were really good, but nothing in that movie was scary to me. I thought the plot was like really stretched out. You know, I felt like the script was like 40 pages long and they just stretched it out to see as much as they could. It's just not great.
See, that's the thing. I mean, you have a really great cast in there.
Yeah, great cast.
And actually a really good story, but sort of just nothing in between. And then it almost gets to the point where it's like they don't know what to do with their characters, so they want to kill them off.
It's like the whole movie that they pitched was just the third act. You know what I mean? Like, nothing really scary happens until the ending.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even that scary because you see it all coming.
Do see it all coming.
So that was a big disappointment for me just because, you know, I'm such a fan of those guys. And I'm just kind of like, that's just not good. You know?
Yeah. It's okay. It's all right, man. It was good. Yeah, we're fine.
Let's still love you, Blumhouse. You're good.
Yeah, we love you. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some other films. What's another horror film that you really enjoyed for this year?
Really enjoyed. You already brought up The Visit. Yes. That was just a big surprise for me. That might be the big surprise because I was so scared because, like, I don't know if M. Night can do this anymore.
Exactly.
It ended up being really good. Another one would be Maggie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Abigail Breslin.
I never got a chance
to see it. It's not great, and it's not necessarily scary, but it's a very interesting take on the zombie, you know, genre, and it's something that I haven't really seen yet. It's such an isolated story when the whole world's going to shit. You know, I really like the relationship Schwarzenegger is actually great in this movie. I thought it's the best he's done in years.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah, and the work he does with Breslin in this, particularly in a couple scenes towards the end, are really great. I really enjoyed Maggie.
Oh, okay, check out Maggie. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna throw a loop for you right now and throw in another category: best indie horror film.
Oh man, what a loop! That's not just a loop. That's a corkscrew.
That's a corkscrew.
Oh man!
Because for the most part, indie horror, film. You know, if we look at last year, Babadook was an indie horror film, and that was my favorite of last year. And so I think indie horror films are sort of the way horror films should be presented now.
Yeah, I think that's when they're at their best. Yeah.
I won't say the one right away, but I'll bring up some ones that I have seen and I brought up on the show before. Is Bone Tomahawk?
I haven't seen this one, Western guys. Horror, everyone keeps talking about that.
Man,
is that with Kurt Russell?
It is really good with Kurt Russell.
Did I tell you when I saw him in person when I went to the Hateful Eight premiere?
Oh,
no. He walked right by, and I was like, oh my god, I felt like just this light glowing off of him.
Yeah,
it's incredible. One of the greatest nights of my life. Sorry you couldn't be there.
Hey, dickhead, JT invited me first.
I'm aware.
I couldn't go.
I'm aware. Okay? Relax.
I was with Josh McCook talking about sex.
It's okay.
So, that's cool. Very good for you. Mm-hmm. But Bone Tomahawk is really, really cool. The ending, there's more gruesome stuff in this movie than there is in Green Inferno.
Really?
And it's just a great movie in general.
Okay.
Great acting. Matthew Fox, man. I've been a champion of him.
Oh, Matthew Fox in it?
I've been a champion of him for a long time, and he was really, really good.
I'm so glad he's doing stuff.
Like, doing good stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And not Vantage Point.
I haven't heard from him in 5 years. That's good.
Okay. And another one I mentioned as well is Circle, which is on Netflix. I believe it is a 2015 release. Great premise. Mm-hmm. I almost said great concept and mixed premise and concept together. And it's really interesting. I won't say a lot about it, but just check it out. It's on Netflix. But for my best indie horror film goes to We Are Still Here.
Okay.
And I know you haven't seen this one. I've talked about this one before. Great little throwback to Sam Raimi type of horror.
Really?
This family, they go into this house after grieving their lost son, And the stuff that happens in the house, it builds up to something that did not disappoint, that I was really hoping it was going to happen. And it wasn't like I was wanting it to be a surprise or anything. It was just, there was a certain level of violence that sort of sprinkled in throughout the movie that you expect something big to happen towards the end. And it happens, and it's really great. And the last shot of this film almost brings a tear to my eye. And it's really amazing. Yes.
Okay, cool.
I loved it a lot.
Did you say it is on Netflix?
It is not on Netflix.
How did you watch it? PlayStation?
PlayStation Network.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah, cool. Sony. That's where it is. So we are still here. Check that movie out. It's really, really great. I think some people brought that up too.
I'm going to bring up one indie one that I think it might be a 2014 release, but it came out on Netflix this year, and a lot of people, as far as I know, are discovering this year. Mm-hmm. That's something you haven't seen. I don't think you've seen it yet. Called Last Shift. The Last Shift.
Oh, no. I have not seen it.
It's damn good. It's some creepy. It's basically like.
I believe Stacey talked about this on Horror.
Yeah, it's basically a. You know, like those awesome like indie computer games where like you're by yourself in an office or something like that?
Yeah.
And
weird
shit starts happening. It's basically a plot like that. Only like, fleshed out into a movie.
What the hell is that one movie called? Or that one game? The
like Amnesia? What do you mean? What do you mean?
You're the camera. There's the teddy
bears. Oh, like Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of like that, actually. Like that? In that where you're like looking over the office or whatever.
Okay.
It's all just right. Like that. It's about this female police officer. It's her first day on the job, but it's the last shift for this police station.
Last shift.
Get it? See what they did there?
I see what you did.
And she has to watch this like the whole station during this graveyard shift, and it's some creepy shit happens. It's good. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm.
I have to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Good pull there, pal. Mm-hmm. Let me see. I'm going down my list. Blah 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 blah. Let's see. I'm gonna. You want to bring up your favorite award, the one that you just came up with?
Yeah, we talked about this movie before, but I want to give it up to it again. This is the Holy Shit That Wasn't a Colossal Failure Award, and this goes to Unfriended because you think about that premise, and that could be done horribly wrong, and it almost was, but they teetered a line so perfectly in that, and I just got to give them props for like not. Sucking, you know, like it's a good movie.
right.
It's damn good. Check it out, dude.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to check that out. Yeah. I was literally contemplating seeing it or not, and just I watched Dope instead, and Dope is dope.
Dope.
Dope is pretty dope, dude.
I gotta see Dope.
I wanted to bring up this one made my top five as we're kind of winding down on some of these films here. The Final Girls. Final Girls was really
wanted to see this. Yeah. I bought it on Blu-ray.
And you
I did a blind purchase.
No.
And I still have to see it, guys.
Jesus. Well, it is a very great concept.
I love the cast.
The cast is amazing. Yeah. It's hysterical. It's a really, really fun and funny movie. Definitely check it out. It's a fun kind of parody on the Friday the 13th series. Like almost verbatim.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay, I'll check it out.
It's a lot of fun.
Awesome.
So you want to talk about the best of...
Let's talk about our favorite horror films.
I'll go first. I'll go first.
Okay.
We talked about this briefly.
Okay.
And I've been going back and forth with all of them, all the films that we've seen this year. Just is really tough for me to choose it, but man, the more and more I think about it, the more fun I had with it. And I really loved it. The Visit is my favorite horror film of 2015.
Yeah, that's a good one for
you. I get if people are not into this film, but it's funny. It's scary. The acting's really great. It's great filmmaking. Mm-hmm. And it's just it's a great return for M. Night. Maybe that's where the high is because it's like
because
back
it's
to
such
form.
Like a relief for you.
Yeah,
like, oh,
maybe that's
I love
where
the emotions
it is.
Associated
but still, with this
movie.
Like you can go back and watch this movie and still have a really great time with it. Of how this movie plays out in general, it's just it's eerie. Gets you in that mood, and you know what? It'll make you scream.
Yeah, it'll make you feel things too. Like towards the ending of that movie,
there's
like,
some emotional.
The ending
stuff
of that is really it really hits home.
Yeah,
it's
and
good.
Out of nowhere, I didn't expect something like that from happening. So.
Had the heart in that kind of movie. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Mine. I really wanted to pick It Follows. I really did, but I didn't. I'll just give a little honorable mention. It Follows. That was great return to form for you know horror movies that we don't really see anymore. So thank you for making that movie.
It came out really early this year too.
Yeah, that was like March or April, I believe, for us.
One of our first episodes.
But
I think.
Mine is going to be one that you have not seen. About 2 minutes ago, I said woo to this one, and it's a movie called Spring.
Yeah,
it's not necessarily scary. Okay, if you go back and watch, you can be like Cody, that's not a horror movie. But it has. It's basically if Guillermo del Toro and Richard Linklater had a baby.
Sex.
Yeah, if they fucked and then.
Okay.
This would be the movie.
Graphic.
It's a romance movie just thrown with some weird, weird supernatural shit. Huh. It really hit me personally with a lot of things.
Wow.
I just think it's a very good movie. It's one of my favorites of the year of, you know.
You romantic.
Yeah, I know. I'm such a, oh, gosh.
Yeah, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I'm such a softy. Oh, man. It's really good, guys. Spring is great. It's one of my favorites of the year. Awesome.
Awesome, Dan. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah,
very
good.
Diversive in our films.
You like scares? I'm a pussy. You know, that's what it is.
Hey,
you know, I like
you
the
said
romance.
It. You said it.
Someone was going to say it.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, those are the best films of horror films, that is, of 2015.
It's been a good year.
And remember, these are our opinions. This we granted, we haven't seen every single horror film that came out this
year.
We've
never once said we're experts, by the way.
No, we are far from experts. Yeah. I think we are the furthest from. I think novice is the best way.
Beginner. No. We're an intermediate.
I think if
we were snowboarding, we'd be on the black diamond. Not the double diamond, but the black diamond.
I don't understand that.
You don't go snowboarding?
No.
Oh, you got to go snowboarding, man. You ever seen Frozen? Not the Disney movie, but where they're stuck on a ski lift?
Yeah,
it's a horror
I've seen
movie.
That.
Yeah, it's good. That's what made me think of this.
Whatever. All right. Whatever.
Anyway.
Yeah, we're a diamond, whatever he said.
We're a black diamond.
I want to thank you guys so much for watching all of our episodes and listening to all of our episodes. Cody, why don't you tell them where they subscribe
to. Since we're going back to audio only for now, please focus on iTunes right now, guys. Go to those charts, rate us, review us. Tell your friends, get us back on those charts. If you're still watching on YouTube, we're not leaving YouTube. We're still doing the video form. It's just going to be that logo. Maybe throw some pictures in there, some comments and all that shit.
Yeah.
So go ahead and leave a comment below. Subscribe to the SK Podcast channel if you haven't already. Twitter, I'm at TheRealCodyHall.
I'm at Copster15.
Yeah, we're at, stuff like that.
Stuff like that. Follow us on our Twitters, obviously, we just said. But like our Facebook page. We were right there.
That's the one I forgot.
We were right there.
We're literally 5 away, I think.
Are we?
Yeah, last time I checked, we're like 5 away from 1,000.
Very close to 1,000 likes. We'd very much appreciate it if you
guys. Go create another account.
If you haven't, create another account. Yeah. Like the page. And, honestly, it's just going to be so much more stuff for you guys of 2016 because we've got a lot of really great things planned for you, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of really great guests. I can't say exactly when we're coming back because I'm going to be getting some new equipment type of stuff.
Oh.
Some new toys.
Mm. Action figures.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Butt plugs. Mm-hmm. And I will keep you guys updated as much as possible. Yeah. 2016, it's going to be a great year. 2015 was a really fun year. We appreciate all the support, like we said. We can't say that enough. It warms my heart, warms this guy's little softy heart. Mm-hmm. And thank you. We love you all. Mm-hmm. Every single one of you.
Every one of you.
Doesn't matter who you are.
Even Matty Fizzle04.
Who's that?
I remember you, fucker.
Just kidding. And on that note, thank you guys. See you guys next time. Or next year. Or...
I'm gonna go cry and watch Spring.
No, we're gonna shake hands. The text is gonna scroll up. I'm just kidding.